and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, welcome. Thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. I very much appreciate it. Let me tell you what we're going to be doing on today's show. In the first hour, we're going to focus on new cars and business happenings. The publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein, will be joining us for most of this hour, and we're going to be talking all kinds of cool stuff in that realm. Paul gets to drive many cars in all areas of the world. We'll find out what he's been driving lately. We'll also find out what's going on in the Motor City, what's the latest rumors, and what's the latest happenings. Hour number two, we're going to have Warren Tracy join us from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and that means all the folks that have won prizes over the last few weeks. You better be listening, but even if you're not listening, we'll make sure and get you the prize, because we're going to select during our segment with Warren the big trivia winner, and Warren is going to decide what he's going to give out for that trivia prize. Also joining us on today's broadcast, Jay Lamb in hour number two. Very funny event held out in Monterey, California, kind of mocking the snootiness of Pebble Beach. It was called the Concours de Lemon, and I didn't get a chance to go, but executive editor Matt Stone went there and told me all about it, so I had to get Jay on the program. Along the way, of course, we'll take your telephone calls and emails. Email-wise, you can get a hold of me at the regular one. It is bob@autoworldradio.com. But first, let's take a quick check at news, and I promise you we will also play a little bit of trivia in this hour of the broadcast as well. And you'll be in the running for the Warren Tracy Busted Knuckle Garage Prize. But the news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It is America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, it's best to visit the company website, the corporate website, because they make a bunch of different products, including Stabil. And the website address is www.goldeagle.com. Well, the Ford Crown Victoria is done come model year 2011. It's been made in Canada recently. And, of course, the architecture of this vehicle, as well as the Mercury Grand Marquis, go back to 1979. That's when those cars were originally launched. So they really haven't been significantly changed since then. They've been tweaked and certainly improved, but it's riding on architecture that was basically designed in the middle or even early 1970s. So what are police departments going to do? Well, Ford has invited police fleet managers to visit their Dearborn, Michigan headquarters to drive the new Ford Taurus. And so far, reaction is pretty good, especially when you get the Taurus equipped with its EcoBoost V6 engine. Even the regular V6 engine is a significant improvement in fuel economy and performance over the 30-year-old Panther program, which was, the vehicle underpinnings for the Grand Marquis and the Ford Crown Vic. The EcoBoost V6 will give police departments more than 350 horsepower. Also, will give them all-wheel drive, and actually not a bad package. It will be interesting to see what the actual police package is available on that vehicle. And as a matter of fact, Ford is going to roll out the police package real soon. The folks at Land Rover have been busy. As a matter of fact, they have updates to their entire range for model year 2010. The Range Rover is, of course, the most expensive variant in the Land Rover range. And for 2010, we see some styling as well as performance as well as interior updates on this vehicle. This vehicle, of course, was originally designed by the folks at BMW when BMW owned the Land Rover brand not that long ago. But there are two new 5-liter V8 engines. Of course, the Land Rover and Jaguar brand is now owned by an Indian company called Tata. One is free-breathing. The other is supercharged. When you combine the two, you get significant improvements across the board, especially in the supercharge variant. Some other updates to the Land Rover include some new high-capacity electricery, we'll call that, a first-ever implementation of Sharp's latest dual-view NAV entertainment screen. We're going to see this also available on the upcoming Jag XJ, which will be launched after the first of the year as well. By aiming alternate rows of pixels at the driver and the right-hand front passenger, each can view different content, DVDs or TV. Whoever's riding shotgun can look at a movie, hence the driver can just look at the nav screen. I wonder how big this nav screen is. That's the thing that's puzzling me on this. But that's just a few of the updates to the Land Rover and Range Rover lineup for 2010. As I mentioned, they've also tweaked the other models as well. And Auto World Radio is actually invited to the press event to showcase these vehicles, which is going to be held in Vermont. And we're going to hope to be there. And if not, we're going to be sending a correspondent to report back to us here on the show. Some other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. The big SEMA show is coming up in November. This is the automotive trade show that is huge, drawing people from all over the world. And reports out of Las Vegas indicate that the exhibitor space is not what it used to be as far as occupancy. There is still space available, and I can tell you, years ago, I've been going to SEMA for about 10 years now, and there used to be a time that you could not get a space on the SEMA exhibit floor, let alone a hotel room, a decent hotel room, after about the month of June. And this event doesn't happen until the beginning of November. So that, too, of course, is being hit by the economy. We'll, of course, be there as well doing lots of recording. Motor Trend Magazine, my other gig, is doing lots of things to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the magazine. Each month for the next year, we're going to have some surprises. And for the month of September, we've come out with a list of the 60 coolest cars. And it was a very long list that had to be pared down to 60 cars. So I'm going to throw that out there in this hour of the broadcast. I did this a little bit earlier this week, a couple of days back, actually, on WBZ in Boston on my friend Jordan Rich's program. And we got a great response, so I'd love to see you folks also chime in on that. Nominate your favorite, your coolest car of the decade 1949 to 2009, the last 60 years, the coolest car. Speaking of Motor Trend Magazine, if you pick up the upcoming October issue, there is a special Best Driver's Car Award feature story, which pits some very interesting vehicles together. And we're going to be telling you more about this on future editions of Auto World. Basically, we took these vehicles out to the track in Monterey, California, the Laguna Seca track, and did some pretty intense handling, acceleration, as well as lap runs with these vehicles. And at the end, we had a winner, and a rather surprising winner as far as I'm concerned. But just to give you a hint on some of the nominees, the new Camaro SS was one of the nominees. Also, the Audi R8, also the Porsche Cayman, equipped with the PDK transmission, the Ford Shelby GT500, the Mazda Miata, those all made the mix, the Corvette Z06, and we'll tell you next week which vehicle won the Best Driver's Car Award. This is Auto World. We'll take a pit stop and then more.
Daddy? What are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But
so it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, Hot Fudge Sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways.
Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. We're live all across North America, and we appreciate you joining us. We'll throw out a trivia question. We also have the poll question out there about your personal favorite cool car of the last 60 years, emulating Motor Trend's 60th anniversary. We're looking for you to tell us what's been the coolest car that you have seen or driven or perhaps owned over the last 60 years. That is the question. We'll make the trivia question about a famous car, which has been around for quite some time, very popular small car here. It's the Mini. I'm not talking the current day Mini, the original Mini. What was the first year that the Mini
vehicle was available for sale here in the United States. Not the current Mini, but the original Mini, the very, very small Mini. Give us a call or fire up an email at radio at bob@autoworldradio.com. But right now it's my pleasure to welcome to the airways the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Hey there, Paul. How you doing?
Bob, good to be with you.
So it's been a busy time, as usual, in the automotive world.
It has. Boy. I feel like I'm commuting to California.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's so many things going on with all the different automakers. And let's talk a little bit about Pebble Beach. You're up there, as I was. And every year, Pebble just seems to get more overwhelming. This year, I believe there were like 7 auctions. And, of course, Bentley had a world debut there. Ford showed off the Jag XJ for the first time outside of England. And we saw that virtual Infiniti deal.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. We had a little background there, which we're not allowed to talk about in any great detail. We got to see, however, an important new Ford product, actually Lincoln product, which will be coming out, in a little over, well, you'll see it at the Detroit Auto Show anyway, and this is part of the continuing effort to try to turn around that division. Some very, very interesting things on that. I can't wait to talk about that. While I have mixed feelings about what's been happening with Lincoln, I do find that, I'll hint this, I'm going to get in trouble for it, but I'm going to anyway, this vehicle, which I won't identify by name, is going to raise some very, very, very interesting questions about where things are going in terms of interior development. One of these days we've got to get into that whole subject about interiors, Bob, because as far as I'm concerned, that is in many ways the future, particularly in luxury cars, but even down into the middle and lower levels, where manufacturers are putting more and more effort to try to create this incredible feeling, which is certainly different from what we saw in the hard plastic vehicles, in particular that GM got in so much trouble for building over the last few decades.
Yeah, such a good point, Paul. Of course, the Bob Lutz was one of the people that really kind of raised Kane about that and certainly raised the bar. Still not to the level that we'd like to see, but we saw some significant improvements. But you got to hand it to all the automakers, certainly the Germans, the Audi, Volkswagen Group has been turning out wonderful interiors for quite some time. But you look at that new Jag XJ, I mean, that's
absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely incredible interior on that vehicle. And even when you get down to mainstream cars, you know, I'm impressed with the interior on the new Ford Taurus as well.
Yeah, I think it's not quite as breathtaking as some people have been saying, and that's because I will get in trouble for saying this too, but I've actually been inside the next generation of the Chrysler 300, and I've got to tell you, they are going to make such a leap with that vehicle that if the vehicle I was in, which I was told was quote-unquote a production-ready vehicle, not just the typical prototype that by the time it actually gets off the assembly line has nothing to do with the model that I would have seen. But if, in fact, they're telling me straight that the vehicle I saw was really the one that's going to go on the assembly line, Chrysler is going to blow people away because they're finally pushing way up into Audi territory. And, frankly, I just got back from an Audi trip, and I still think that Audi is the one to beat when it comes to interiors. Are they doing everything best in class? No, not everything. But they are darn good.
Absolutely, and they continue to gain strides here in the United States. We're beginning to see Audi. Their every car company is down, but Audi seems to be suffering a lot less than some of the other automakers.
Yeah, in fact, I will make a shameless plug, as I often do, and suggest that your readers check out the DetroitBureau.com in the morning. I will have both a review of the new Audi R8. Ready for this? The V10 version.
Very good.
I just had a chance to drive. And I will also have an interview with Johan Denischen, the South African-born executive who is the CEO of Audi of America. Some very interesting things to say about where Audi's going going forward. And I think people will enjoy some of our observations on driving that incredible car. But back to the point about interiors, Audi is just the brand that seems to get it right. It's absolutely amazing what they have done with their interiors. And that's where the industry's going.
Is it because they finally have listened and done enough research with consumers that, you know, at least on the domestic side here, that they finally kind of get it, that one of the reasons why market share has been lost so badly in the last couple of decades is because of the quality of materials being used? And it used to be the old story, they'd, put the money into part of the engineering and steal it from the interior, and it ended up biting them.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point you make. The reality was, if you talk to folks around the auto industry, particularly Detroit, what you hear is invariably they always set a budget, and they invariably always miss that budget. And so what they would always do was take it away from the place that was easiest to cut, and that was usually the one that was locked in place last, being the interior. And so you'd wind up with things like those, frankly, horrid, absolutely embarrassing plastic interiors that we got to know from Buick. I remember going to an event a few years back with Buick, and I just tapped on the IP, the dashboard, and it was just this chintzy plastic sound, hollow, cheap, and it I had a PR guy with me, and he just looked at me, rolled his eyes, and said, I know. I was very disappointed recently. I happened to get into the Mini Open, and I was touching some of the plastic pieces, some of the instrument panel pieces, and I was stunned. There was one particular part which felt like it was basically just cardboard. And it's not just Detroit anymore. That's got to be really thinking about what they're doing. We'll get into it after the break, I guess.
Definitely. We'll talk more about interiors. We got the Mini question out there. The first Mini sold here in the United States. What year was that? This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We are joined for this entire hour with one of our favorite guests and contributors here on the program, Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, before we go back to talking about vehicle interiors and lots of other things that I want to talk to you about, tell us a little bit about the Detroit Bureau. It hasn't been around for that long, but you're really doing quite well with it.
Yeah, we started up earlier this year, and thank you. I think we are doing pretty well. As you know, I published another magazine for many years, and I've contributed and continue to contribute to some wonderful publications around the world, like The Economist and MSNBC.com and National Public Radio and quite a few others. But it was time to get back into the Internet world, and there's been a flood of new publications online. We see some very good blogs. You know a few of them out there. But there's also a lot of repetition, a lot of people. You get a little press release out, and you're probably going to see 35 blogs publish that press release, or not much more, pretty quickly. And we decided we're going to go a different route. I think people, there's a room for these 100-word briefs or just reprints of press releases, but it was fun to go out there and actually bring a bit of journalism back online. So our stories have a little more substance, more photos, more insight, more depth, and we like to think a little bit more traditional journalism to them. So I hope people will check it out. It's free. You can get a subscription, which will flash you alerts, whether it be every time a new story comes or once a day or even once a week, telling you exactly what's shown up on the DetroitBureau.com, including a bunch of stuff from Pebble Beach, like another thing I hope we'll talk about today. Hyundai's move to challenge the 7 Series and the S-Class with its new Equus.
Absolutely. Why don't we touch on that right now? Because Hyundai certainly surprised a lot of people with their Genesis sedan, which has won numerous awards. But now, after testing the waters with that, they're raising the bar a little bit higher.
Yeah, there's no question Hyundai has shocked everybody. You know, it used to be that you could get a laugh just by simply mentioning two words, two different things. You can either say New Jersey, I'm from New Jersey, so I can say that. See, you laugh. You say New Jersey.
My wife's from New Jersey, too, as you know.
Well, you know, you can mention New Jersey or you can mention Hyundai. I know that Jay Leno used to make it a constant stream of jokes. And Hyundai was nearly driven out of the market not that many years ago. But what's happened? They have done some surprising things here. They announced a 10-year warranty, and they said they were going to make the quality good enough that they weren't going to go broke making repairs. And quality in many of the new J.D. Power studies has climbed right up there to the top of the charts. I mean, they blew everybody away recently with some of their numbers. Genesis won North American Car of the Year. I'm one of the 50 jurors on that panel, and you know, we debated that a fair bit. Is it absolutely as good as a 5 Series or an E-Class? Well, you can debate that back and forth, but it's certainly no question that Hyundai has just shocked everybody with the huge transformation they have made in the last few years. Now, they're getting ready to go after the best darn cars out there. The Mercedes S-Class and the BMW 7 Series, sorry, just to name a few. I don't know if you had a chance to see it while you were out in Pebble as well.
I did not. I know that they displayed it at one of the auto shows. Was it New York that they had it on display?
Somewhere? Yeah, they had a prototype. And
yeah.
When I got a chance to go over to Korea a year and some ago to actually drive a prototype of the Genesis, which is, you know, sort of a 5 Series competitor. At the time, they said, we're bringing out a whole range of additional luxury cars, but we're not going to bring them to the U.S. because we just don't think we can make the market there. Well, they surprised themselves with the success of the Genesis and then brought the Equus prototype to the U.S. for the New York Auto Show. The reception was very good, so they then started doing customer clinics around the country. And they got very, very high marks, partially because people are suddenly starting to say, I could consider being in a Hyundai. So now they're bringing out this vehicle. It's about a half foot longer than the Genesis. It's definitely more upscale. It'll only have the 4.6-liter TOW engine with a very nice V8. It'll be loaded with technology, including something which I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense, but hey, you know, we're seeing a lot of new technology. They have a forward-looking camera that not only, you know, it looks to the sides as well as straightforward, which is supposed to make it a little bit easier when you're pulling out into a busy intersection to see if traffic's coming from your left and right. There'll be a lot of other toys on board, and a huge back seat, lots of leather, some Alcantara on the model that I saw, which is that suede material. It was very impressive, even though what I drove was definitely a prototype, not yet ready for the market.
When do you anticipate them launching that vehicle here in North America, Paul?
They're talking sometime, I think, in mid-2010. And here's the interesting thing. You know how expensive the S-Class and the 7 Series, I keep saying 5, the 7 Series are. They're talking about bringing it to market in the United States very well loaded. There'll only be a couple of options on it for somewhere in the neighborhood of under $60,000.
Oh, that's great. That's going to scare a lot of Germans and Japanese manufacturers, too, as the Lexus LS has certainly creeped up in price from many, many years ago. That vehicle can be quite pricey these days.
Yeah, well, Toyota certainly had a bug up its tailpipe where it really just made it almost a national, a almost religious mission to take on Detroit and the Germans, and it is now a bestseller here in North America, though still not quite as strong in other overseas markets. But what you're seeing is that the Koreans are just as driven to take on the Japanese. They really have many centuries of cultural issues behind them that are just driving them to prove to the Japanese that they can beat them at the game the Japanese have done so well, which is getting into, you know, virtually every segment of the car market from bottom to top. Now, here's a question. I'd love to hear from any of the listeners if they'd like to weigh in. Because Hyundai is a brand that you know, the cheapest car they offer is a $10,000 Accent. Can people feel comfortable? If you were buying an S-Class, would you walk into a showroom where the car that might be parked on the showroom floor just a few feet away is a $10,000 stripper while you're trying to go and buy something that's supposed to be up there with the vaunted Mercedes S-Class? Or would you just not feel comfortable going into the same showroom?
It's a good question. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Would you purchase a upscale Hyundai in the $60,000 price range if the Hyundai could compete with a $100,000 Mercedes or BMW? Would you do it? Paul would love to hear your answers, and so would I. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got that trivia question out there about the MIDI as well, and we'd love to hear from you folks on that as well. Let's talk a little bit about some Detroit stuff. What's been going on with Chrysler? You told us about the upcoming 300 series. When is that scheduled? I know it's been pushed back a bit, but
yeah, they're going to show it at Detroit, as far as I know. I don't think there's any plans to change that, and I would expect we're going to see that in 11. There's been a little bit of a pushback in a lot of their products right now, including the next generation Jeep Grand Cherokee. Chrysler so desperately needs to update products, particularly their trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember once upon a time when they owned, Even when competition got stiff, they owned 60-plus percent of the minivan market. Well, the reality is they're no longer dominant. Honda's been kicking them. Toyota's done a good job. Detroit, oddly enough, hasn't, unless you consider the new people movers like the Flex from Ford. But the fact is Chrysler has all but walked away from that market. When you look at the designs of the last few generations of trucks, it's been terrible. It's been terrible.
Very true. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Chrysler. Are they eliminating a number of partnerships? Paul will have the answer for us. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's Easy Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The telephone number is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're polling you on whether or not you would consider the purchase of a $60,000 Hyundai vehicle. If you were a Mercedes S-Class, BMW 7 Series type buyer, would you consider that? And so far in our poll here, just taking a look at some of the numbers, it's about one-third no and two-thirds yes. So that's pretty good, actually.
That's much better than I would have expected.
Exactly. Still early, though. 800-259-9231. And if anybody has a question for Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau, we'd love to hear from you as well. If you want to talk about just that, what we're polling you about, would you step up to an expensive Hyundai product if you're in the market for a 7 Series or an S-Class, etc. Paul, let's talk about Chrysler's seemingly that they're getting out of several alliances and projects. Update us on the latest on that front.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I guess it's not surprising. For those who may have missed the news earlier this year, though I don't know how, Chrysler is now effectively under the control of Fiat, the Italian automaker. That was part of the deal that got them the additional cash they needed from the federal government. And Fiat has its own plans, and some of those run in distinctly different directions than what Chrysler had been planning only as little as a year ago, even 6 months ago. One of those is that Fiat no longer sees the reason why Chrysler should be partnering with the folks over at Nissan. Now, Nissan was supplying Chrysler with a small car that is being sold in its South American network. We were going to see a small car for North America and for other parts of the world. And what was really intriguing was that Chrysler was going to surprise a version of its Dodge Ram for sale by Nissan, which wanted to get rid of the American-made Titan pickup, which, as you know, is just not selling. I mean, there have been months when they've barely sold 100 of them. It made a lot of sense for them to source an alternative version. Well, that deal is dead. Chrysler is also pulling out of another joint venture, it appears, this one with Mitsubishi and Hyundai, in which it is producing a series of world engines, various small i4 engines, and that deal has been fading away anyway, even before the bankruptcy. So that's going away. But, you know, before we get off too far, do you mind if we get back to that issue of Chrysler truck design?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. Let's talk about that.
Well, now, I mean, there's some people out there who are probably going to disagree with me, but I've got to tell you, I am so disappointed in what Chrysler has done in recent years with its trucks. If you remember, the original Grand Cherokee was the striking vehicle that transformed work trucks, the SUVs, into popular consumer items, retail market as opposed to the work market. And over the years, they generally had some really striking designs for that and their other trucks. If anybody was able to make the minivan design work, the classic minivan design work, it was Chrysler. And then all of a sudden, in the last generation of all their truck products, they went to these box designs that are, I guess they're utilitarian because boxes work, and boxes can be cool. Look at the Kia Soul, look at the Nissan Cube. But I've got to tell you, the designs of the Grand Cherokee and the current minivan and some of their other products are just so wrong-headed, I don't get it. And I think neither does the market, considering that all of their sales have gone down beyond what competitors have. So it's not just fuel prices. I think designs just don't work.
Yeah, no, very interesting point that you bring up there. And, you know, again, it makes me worry about the long-term future of Chrysler. I mean, they just seem to have many strikes against them, Paul.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very, very difficult. Well, part of the problem is that while people are saying, oh, this is great, you know, we can get all sorts of Fiat products into the Chrysler showrooms, the problem is it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't even happen in a year or two. It can take a long time to transform the products. The Fiat Cinquecento, which has been named Car of the Year in Europe and is great for small cars, unfortunately, it does not come close to meeting U.S. crash standards. And to get it to meet those standards doesn't mean just bolting on a new bumper. It means it largely a completely new design. So we have a real problem here in the form of Chrysler. And I just wonder how Fiat is going to be addressing it. Another issue I have been hearing from folks who know Mr. Marchione, the CEO of Fiat and Chrysler now, and he has told a number of folks quite candidly that he is stunned by how stripped that company was by first by the Germans, the Daimler side, and then by Cerberus. There is not much left in terms of human resources. You go through the Chrysler Tech Center up in Auburn Hills, and you don't find many people. And the problem they're going to have is they have got to come up with the people who are going to be able to develop the next generation of products. They can't simply say, Fiat, do it for us.
So true, absolutely. And now our poll numbers here on the would you buy a $60,000 Hyundai if you were in the same market for a Lexus LS or 7 Series BMW or S-Class seems to be evening out, Paul, more running about 50-50 right now. So it'll be interesting to see. People can still call in at our regular number, or you can email us up. Email again, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. The telephone toll-free all across North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tell us what's going on with Saab. I understand recently you got a look at their next generation 9.5.
Yeah, well, I have not had it in the sheet metal, but we do have on site photographs, a number of new photographs of the new 9.5, and we've gotten some good background on this vehicle. As many people know, Saab is one of the four North American divisions. I call it North American because they sell it here. One of the four divisions that General Motors is selling off, that and Saturn and Hummer and Pontiac, which is being closed. They are selling it. It's, to be very honest, it's a bizarre story. They're selling it to a little company in Sweden called Koenigsegg, which is the producer of a very limited volume line of supercars. I don't know anybody who can quite figure this one out, but hey, you know, that's what they're doing. And they need something serious to get it going. One thing that's critical is getting the new flagship, so they're going to have it. We will be seeing it in the sheet metal next month at the Frankfurt Motor Show, and it looks pretty striking. The best thing I can say is that it has a lot of influence from that Saab Aero X concept vehicle, which I think was considered a real smash when it was rolled out about a year ago.
Wonderful. Let's go to Pittsburgh, WPYT, and talk to Dominic. Dominic, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing
good.
Fine.
Hey, I just called in. I would not buy a $60,000 Hyundai. The idea seems quite remarkably silly.
What do you think of the Genesis, their new flagship sedan, which ranges in price from about $30,000 to $45,000?
I think it's a good value if that's what you're after. I personally am not fond of the front end treatment. I don't like the grill, but it's specifications and performance is it's a good value, but it's not my taste.
And you wouldn't raise the bar. You think Hyundai would be smart to keep it there?
No, it's the same reason why Lexus came out with Infiniti. Like Toyota brought out Lexus because most people associate Hyundai with just small basic transportation.
Yep. Yeah, you've got a very good point there, and that is going to be an issue of constant debate at the company. I'll tell you that their goal is to only sell about 2,000 a year of the new Equus right now. Longer term, that's another thing. For those who aren't really familiar with the backstory, they had originally been considering launching a separate Genesis channel, much like Nissan did with Infiniti, and as you said, Toyota did with Lexus, and like Mazda almost did some years ago. Remember that, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a near failure. They almost launched a luxury division and then backed out at the last minute, which probably kept them from going bankrupt. Hyundai knows that the challenges. Putting out a new luxury channel would probably cost them over $1 billion. In terms of marketing, in terms of brand recognition, everything involved. So they have been reluctant to do it. But I've got to tell you, I think they're going to be watching this very, very carefully to see what the reaction is. I would not be surprised if Equus clicks, and I think there's enough of a market to sell 2,000 of them. If Equus clicks and the Genesis demand continues, I would not be surprised to see them launch a new channel, whether they call it Genesis or something else, in the near future. And one of the top execs, Joel Iwaniak, told me it ain't off the table yet.
Wow. Dominic, thank you for the call. And, Paul, the hours has flown here. We're going to get you back within the next couple of weeks. Would that be okay?
That'd be great. Good to talk with you.
All right. TheDetroitBureau.com. Check it out when you get a chance. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.